The holidays are behind us, and you know what that means. It's tax season. But do you know who your tax preparer will be? Hi, I'm Rob West. You may want to lock yours in early because there could be a shortage of qualified tax preparers this year. I'll talk about the danger that might pose and how to avoid it. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. So first of all, when you hire someone to do your taxes, the odds are that person will either be a CPA, a certified public accountant, or an enrolled agent. Both are qualified to prepare and file taxes for other people, although the CPA requirements are much stricter than those of an enrolled agent. Some attorneys also specialize in tax law. The problem is, right now, there's a shortage of CPAs and enrolled agents. In particular, not enough young people are choosing to become CPAs. One major firm is even hiring high school interns at $22 an hour to entice them into becoming CPAs. This may be an inconvenience to a lot of people this tax season, but why would it be dangerous? Well, if folks become desperate to find tax professionals to file their returns, it opens the door to unscrupulous tax preparers who may even be falsifying their credentials. The IRS suggests a number of ways to protect yourself from these fraudsters who come out of the woodwork every tax season to perpetrate refund fraud, identity theft, and other scams. Look for a preparer who's available year-round. If you're audited, you certainly want your tax preparer available to represent you. So obviously you want to avoid fly-by-night operations. When interviewing a tax preparer, ask for their IRS Preparer Tax Identification Number, or PTIN. Paid tax return preparers are required to register with the IRS, obtain a PTIN, and enter it on any returns they prepare. You can check whether a tax preparer has done this by going to IRS.gov and looking them up in the directory of federal tax return preparers. This tool can help you locate a preparer in your area with the qualifications you're seeking. You should also ask if the preparer has a professional credential, such as a CPA or enrolled agent. Ask about continuing education classes they've taken. Tax laws are complex and change frequently. Preparers have to stay up to date on tax topics. You can also check on the history of a tax preparer. For CPAs, check with the State Board of Accountancy. For enrolled agents, go to IRS.gov and search for Verify Enrolled Agent Status. For attorneys, check with their State Bar Association. Then you also want to ask about fees. Avoid preparers who base their fees on a percentage of their client's refund, or if they brag their refunds are bigger than the competition. Do not give any personal information or documents to a preparer unless you've checked them out and are satisfied that they're legitimate. All a fraudster needs is your Social Security number to file a fraudulent return and steal your refund. You also may want to make sure the preparer offers IRS e-file and then ask to have your return filed that way. If the preparer can't or won't file electronically, that's a warning sign. Paid preparers who do taxes for more than 10 clients generally must file electronically. It's also the safest and most accurate way to file. Next, watch out for a tax preparer who doesn't ask you for records and receipts. Legitimate preparers need those documents and will always ask you for them, so be prepared. Here's another warning sign. If a preparer says they can e-file your return based simply on a pay stub, head for the door. They're required to use a W-2, and you'll need to provide it. You also need to understand the rules of representation. If you're audited, CPAs, enrolled agents, and attorneys all can represent you before the IRS in any situation. Non-credentialed preparers, including your cousin Bill, who's a whiz with numbers, cannot represent you if you're audited. The next one goes without saying, but let's say it anyway. Never sign a blank check or an incomplete return. Review the entire tax return and make sure it's complete before signing. Ask questions if something's not clear or looks inaccurate. Also, any refund should go directly to you, not into your preparer's bank account. To make sure, check the routing and bank account number on the completed return. Now, one way you can avoid any potential problem with your tax preparer is to look for a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney with the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, just go to faithfi.com and click Find a CPA. All right, your calls are next, 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Every new year and every new day, we are presented with a fresh testimony of God's mercy. But we often take it for granted. Many of us open our eyes and reach for our phones and begin to scroll. Or we wake up, stretch for just a moment, and then hit the ground running, accomplishing all that we can. But Lamentations 3 gives us a reason to pause. The author is mourning over the destruction of Jerusalem. It was bleak, and yet the people of God were not without hope. He writes, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Get daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Hello, my name is Todd Friel. I am the host of Wretched Radio, heard right here on American Family Radio from 10 p.m. till midnight Central Standard Time. Not to brag, but Wretched Radio from 10 p.m. till midnight is the single best Christian radio program on American Family Radio at that time period. That's right. We hope that you'll join us Saturday night. See for yourself from 10 p.m. till midnight for Wretched Radio on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. All right, we've got lines open. We're ready for you to take your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number to call right now is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. We'd love to take your call, get your question on the air, help you think about it in light of biblical principles and a biblical worldview, and make a decision with confidence. Again, that number to call right now with your financial questions on any topic, 800-525-7000. Some news coming out today about the holiday spending season. According to Adobe, consumers spent an amazing, you ready for this, $222 billion online over the holidays. That's a new record. One reason they're saying for the increase is the dependence upon buy now, pay later options. You may see these rising in frequency as you're shopping. This, of course, allows consumers to buy in installments, in some cases interest-free. The buy now, pay later option accounted for $16.6 billion
of that $222 billion in online spending, and that was up 14% over last year. It's, of course, an attempt by Americans to manage their debt obligations amid persisting inflation, these high interest rates, and resumed student loan payments, which has caught a lot of folks off guard. Total household debt has reached $17 trillion. That's as of the third quarter of 2023, according to the New York Federal Reserve. And, you know, we saw last year credit card debt eclipse $1 trillion. Incredible. It's a number that's obviously very concerning, one that we need to get a handle on. But beware of these buy now, pay later options, especially as they're becoming more and more frequent. I know Apple has instituted their own buy now, pay later, and we're seeing this more and more. Unfortunately, it's causing folks to spend money they don't really have. Let's save and buy with cash, even if that means cutting up the plastic if that's become a problem. Let's not allow ourselves to slip into debt. All right, we're going to begin taking your phone calls today. We'd love to hear from you with your financial questions. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's begin in Arkansas today. David, you'll be our first caller, sir. Go ahead.
Top of the morning to you, Rod. How you
Thank
doing
you.
Today, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very well, thank you. I'm 69 years old. I've had a CPA doing my taxes for a number of years, but it's cost me like over $600 for them to do my taxes.
Yeah.
And someone said that there's a agency on aging type thing or something. I'm not too sure what it's called exactly. But anyway, would that be a good option for me to go to, that they would do my taxes and yeah. not cost nearly as much?
Yeah, certainly there are some other options. You know, there's even options that would allow you to do it free online if it's fairly simple. Do you have a pretty simple situation with your finances?
I itemize.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's not obviously the most basic return, given that you're not taking the standard deduction. And so a CPA or a professional, I like that option just because it ensures that, you know, with things changing all the time, that you're taking full advantage of what's due to you. I will say, you know, if you're not self-employed, if you're, you know, you just have a pretty basic situation apart from the fact that you're itemizing, you know, the software options out there are pretty powerful and walk you through it in a simple question and answer format where you don't have to be a math whiz to figure anything out. It essentially does it for you. What is it, David, that's causing you to be able to itemize? Is it a lot of charitable deductions or something else?
Medical for my wife and I mileage. I volunteer at a lot of places and things like that. So
Got
I do
it.
My volunteer miles and
yeah. Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, you know, obviously $600 is not an insignificant sum of money, but making sure you get this right, I think is worth that price tag. Not a bad idea to shop that around and see if you could find somebody who could do it for a little bit less. But I would say, you know, if you don't want to try to go it alone, I would, you know, perhaps either stick with what you got or look for one of these other options that might be a lower cost provider. You know, the other benefit to having that preparer, David, is that now you've got somebody that can represent you. You know, if you ever had a question or you were challenged by the IRS, which obviously is going to give you a lot more peace of mind. So I like the idea of you sticking with a preparer, but, you know, you may want to give one of these online options a shot, like TurboTax or one of the others. There's some great ones out there. Hey, thanks for calling, sir. We appreciate you being on the program today. Let's go to Alabama. Hi, Bill. How can I help you?
I have a problem this past year with not being able to get a hold of my tax preparer after having a problem, and I might be looking for a CPA, a new person to represent me.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, obviously not a bad idea if you had an experience that wasn't pleasant, doesn't give you confidence moving forward. Here's what I would recommend, Bill. On our website at faithfi.com, that's faith, CKAFI.com. Right there at the top of the page, you'll see a button that says Find a CKA. That stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor. There's 1,500 plus men and women across the U.S. and Canada that have earned the only credential that requires a high bar with regard to character and competence, a statement of faith, and they've been trained to bring a biblical worldview of financial decision-making at a professional level. There are much fewer CPAs that have earned the CKA than wealth managers and financial planners, but any of the CKAs you find in your area, Bill, would be able to refer you to a godly CPA or accountant. So what I do is just head to the website, faithfi.com, click Find a CKA, contact one or two of those CKAs near you, and then just ask for a referral if you don't see a tax preparer that comes up that's earned the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. I hope that helps you, sir, and you find a great new relationship as you head into a new tax year here. We appreciate your call today. You know, folks, we're going to head into our first break here in just a moment. Marie and Deborah will be coming your way. Plus, we do have some lines open, 800-525-7000. Throughout the broadcast today, let me hit on a few financial moves for 2024. You know, if you're thinking about strengthening your financial foundation this year as we head into a new year, how should you do that? What are some of the steps? Well, let me give you two here before the break, and then we'll tackle a few more a little later in the broadcast. One, growing your understanding of biblical money management. Let me recommend a couple of books, both by Randy Alcorn. One is a little lengthier read. It's called Money, Possessions, and Eternity. It's probably, next to the Bible, the book that shaped my thinking most significantly around faith and finance. It's by Randy Alcorn. You could pick that up. Commit to reading that maybe here in the first quarter of the year, or a lighter version of that, a little smaller version of Money, Possessions, and Eternity is also by Randy Alcorn, a simplified version called Managing God's Money. Either of those would be a great resource for you to pick up and check out. Second, why don't you review your giving plan for the year? Maybe you don't have a giving plan. Maybe you've just been giving more haphazardly. Well, perhaps this is the year that you say, not how much should I give this year, but how much should I keep? And maybe even think about, if you're giving systematically a tithe, maybe you bump that up. Maybe we go from 10 to 11 or 11 to 12% and do that each year. Great way for you to give a little bit more and be thoughtful about where you're giving as you think about your plan for the year. Hey, much more to come on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
Snickers is running an unnecessarily vulgar commercial that makes light of sin and swinging. The commercial features two couples playing a board game where a misunderstanding leads to one person expressing interest in wife swapping. It's poor taste to make light of such an indecent topic, especially when aired on family-friendly television. Join us at 1 Million Moms to get Snickers to stop its inappropriate marketing campaigns. Sign the petition at 1millionmoms.com. That's 1millionmoms.com.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
My wife's aunt passed away, and we received a considerable inheritance from that. We talked to the people at AFA Foundation, and they were very caring. What excites us about the charitable gift annuity is we will always have income coming in. It will be steady. We won't outlive it.
See if a charitable gift annuity is right for you. Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Well, it's great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We've got a few lines open for your financial questions on any financial topic, 800-525-7000. As we begin the year, you know, a lot of folks thinking about reestablishing a spending plan. Maybe you had a budget at one point, it got a little outdated, you didn't have a good system to track the flow of money once you put the budget in place, or things have changed. Obviously, with inflation being cumulative, you know, things are more expensive. It may involve a tweaking of your budget. Well, the FaithFi app can help with all of that. Our team of developers is constantly improving it. I think it's the very best money management system out there, and it's combined with our FaithFi community, where you can post questions, get answers, encourage others on their stewardship journey, all of our great biblical financial content in there. But the money management system will help you to set up a plan, fund envelopes, see exactly where you stand at any point during the month in a beautiful smartphone interface. If you'd like to check it out, you can download it today. Just head to our website, faithfi.com, click app, or just go straight to your app store and search for FaithFi, Faith and Finance, and you can download it today. Let us know what you think when you jump in. All right, let's head back to the phones. Jackie coming your way in a moment, and Marie, but first, Deborah in Florida. How can I help?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have a question. I've been praying about it. I actually am approaching 65, I have only a little shy of $70,000 in my 401k, which I'll be able to pull. And I just am looking for some advice on how to invest it in terms of creating wealth. Other than that, I have an annuity that I'll be able to get, but it only yields a couple hundred dollars a month. So I'm not even configuring that into this whole plan. So okay, That's the question. I'm trying to see what advice you can give on how I could create wealth with just that little. It's only a little shy of 70,000.
Yeah, very good. Well, you know, I think one of the great options you have here, if you don't need this money, and that's what I'm hearing. Is that right, Deborah, that you're not going to need to rely on this for your income at this point?
At this point, no.
Okay, great. So I would think about rolling it to a traditional IRA that is not going to be a taxable event. So there will be no taxes due. You're going to go from the pre-tax 401k to a pre-tax IRA. That just gives you a little bit more flexibility over how you manage it. And then at that point, you could hire an investment advisor to begin making the buy and sell decisions for you. Typically, and this is just a rule of thumb, this doesn't replace you doing a little bit more in-depth planning and an advisor building a portfolio that's uniquely tailored to your needs and risk tolerance. But typically at 70 years old, we might say, you know, that you would put 30 to 40% in stocks, and that would provide a growth component to this. But you wouldn't plan on touching it anytime soon, and so you could weather the ups and downs of the market. And then you would put somewhere between 60 and 70% in bonds. These would be high quality corporate or government bonds, things like that. With interest rates high right now, you'll get a great yield. As the rates come down, the bond prices will actually increase. They work inversely, and so you'll get some growth out of that. And that would be a fairly conservative portfolio that would allow you to grow this over time. So let's say, in 10 years, this is worth you know, 110,000 instead of 70 or something like that. And, you know, that would then allow you to convert it to an income stream if you needed to, which we would typically say you should be able to safely pull 4% a year. So let's say this grew to to $100,000. That would allow you to pull out $4,000 a year, you know, or about $350 a month that you could use to supplement your income. And ideally, if you kept it invested that way, getting a little bit more conservative over time, you would never impact the principal. And that would be the goal there. But, you know, a lot of this, I think, comes down to you finding somebody that can take over responsibility for managing this for you, you know you have wise counsel and somebody looking over this. But give me your thoughts on all that.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a great idea. I did have a friend that actually kind of went that route and did, well, she went through a credit union and their advisors, and she lost a lot of money.
Okay.
So my thing is really trying to see or seek financial advisors that will, I'm not saying that they didn't know what they were doing, but I really want to be able to know that the ones that I'm seeking out, I mean, I know the chances are still going to be up and down because everything's based on the market.
Yeah.
But she lost a great deal of money. The market wasn't that bad, but she did lose a great deal. So really, I'm looking for the advice of the financial advisors that I may seek. Yeah. You may have some on your
So what I would do is head to our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Right there at the top of the page, it'll say find a CKA. That stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor. And I would just find someone that can serve you there in your area. You can interview two or three and find the one that seems like the best fit. Hey, thanks for your call today, Deborah. God bless you. Quickly to Maine. Hi, Marie. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question for you would be, I'm on a fixed income. I have a budget that works very well for me, and the income is from Social Security.
All right.
And I have not been attending a church. So instead of tithing through a church, I've been seeking, I shouldn't say seeking, but I've been paying attention to people that have needs and trying to give money to them as they have a need, and they don't know I'm doing this. I just, you know, I pray about it and ask God to show me who it is that could use some help, and he's been faithful to do that.
Yeah.
Is there a way, am I supposed to report any of that money that I give out to the IRS?
Yeah, good question. You know, when you give money directly to an individual, there's not any tax benefit to that. You would have to give that to a not-for-profit organization, a charitable gift that could then be documented and reported to the IRS. So you don't need to share that direct giving to an individual with the IRS. Let's do this, though, Marie. I'd love to talk more about your giving. I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance.
Many in the Middle East are going through horrific circumstances and are seeking refuge in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon is bringing them hope, and now you can help.
We endured shelling and hunger. We witnessed death everywhere.
$116 brings emergency supplies and the hope that only comes through the gospel.
I want to spend the rest of my life telling people about Jesus and his salvation.
Give now at faithfi.com/Lebanon or call 888-201-5577.
Today's culture is opting for entertainment rather than biblical enlightenment. For those who resist that trend, Friends of Israel shows listeners why loving the Jewish people and supporting Israel is important to the Christian faith. Friends of Israel shares biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah and promotes solidarity with the Jewish people.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, heard each weekend on this station, and here's what's happening in Israel.
Friends of Israel, Saturday afternoon at 2, here on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really,
You can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Just before the break, we were talking to Marie in Maine. She doesn't have a church home. She's been giving to people in need on her path along the way. She was wondering, as she makes those gifts to individuals, does she need to report that to the IRS? And the answer is no. You can't itemize that, even if you did itemize, because you're giving to an individual. And you can give up to this year, 2024, $18,000 per person, and you don't have to tell the IRS about it. So you probably have a long way to go, Marie, before you'd have to let them know. But to the point about giving, I'd love for you to find a local fellowship that you could invest yourself in, that you could be a blessing to people and share the wisdom that you have, be encouraged in the teaching of God's word. Are you looking for a local church in your area?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great.
I have been for the last couple of years.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to pray that God places you just the right place, and perhaps once you plant there, you know, you could begin making your giving there. In addition to, I love what you're doing here, where you're just looking for people along the way and blessing them even unexpectedly and anonymously, which is so great, and I'm sure you get a lot of joy out of that as well. But bottom line is, no, you don't need to let the IRS know.
Great. That's good to know. Thank
you.
All
right,
Marie. Much.
Thanks for your call. God bless you. Jackie, you've been waiting very patient there in Colorado. How can I help?
Oh, yes. Hello, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was calling because I already have like a 70-30 stocks and bonds, but I have, you know, other cash too. That's in, you know, our IRAs and things. And so I'm wondering, I have like $100,000 cash separate from about $250,000 other, you know, cash that's in treasury bills or in CDs or things like that. And I was wondering if it would be a good time to put that into like a non-IRA mutual fund total bond market. Would that be a good or a bad idea?
Yeah.
If bonds are coming up right now.
I like that.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, tell me what was that last part of what you were going to say?
I said, did you say I like it?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I thought, and I didn't want to cut you off. I thought you were about to say something. I do. Yeah, you know, I think I would stay on the short to intermediate term bonds. But I think, you know, as rates head down, and certainly the Federal Reserve is signaling that they're going to be lowering rates next year. I'm not sure whether we'll get 4 or 6, but we're going to get a number of rate decreases or rate cuts next year. And as that happens, the bond prices will rise. So I think you having a good, high quality, diversified bond mutual fund in that short to intermediate term duration makes a lot of sense as a complement to what you already have.
Okay. You know, there won't be any justification for it as far as, I already have 70% bonds, 30% stocks, but don't worry about that. And then I like it because I'm able to just draw it out whenever I want to.
That's right. Yeah, there'll be a good bit of income in there. I mean, one option you could have, Jackie, would be that you'd bump for that other portfolio. Maybe you, over time, you bump up the stock allocation just to accommodate for the fact that you're going to have an additional $100,000 in bonds. But, in your stage of life, I don't think there's any problem with this approach that you're taking.
Oh, and thank you so much. You gave me such good advice last year, and I encourage people to support you when you give them advice that would cost them a lot of money if they went to a CPA or someone else.
Well, God bless you. Well, thank you, Jackie. That's very kind. And Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being on the program. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got some lines open today with any financial question, living, giving, owing, or growing God's money, whatever it is. We'd love to tackle it with you. Let's head right back to the phones to Texas. Hi, Lori. How can I help you?
Hi. My husband, we received a tax bill from the IRS saying that we owed $187,000. Wow. And he never made that much for that year. And then he can't get a hold of him through the phone. A week later, we got an $8,000 check from the IRS. So I'm just wondering, should we hire a tax attorney or should... Or just a CPA?
It's a great question, Lori. Let me ask you, do you all normally prepare your own return and file it on your own, or do you use a tax preparer?
No, my husband does it.
Okay, yeah. You can certainly represent yourself, and you may just want to, reach out to them. And there is in that letter that you received, there would be a way that you could challenge that. They'll give you the instructions on how to do that. If you'd be more comfortable, you don't need a tax attorney. A CPA would be able to help you, guide you through the process. It's likely that they just made a mistake. I know in my own situation, I got a letter from the IRS one time that I owed more than $200,000 in taxes. And what it turned out was they put the decimal in the wrong place when they received my tax payment. And so when they received the tax return. And so it showed that I made, an additional zeros worth of income that year, which obviously was not true. And therefore they fixed it. And then my tax liability went, I got a refund. So, it's not beyond them to make a mistake. And that's probably what happened here. So you really have two choices. Follow the instructions in the letter to represent yourself, or reach out to a CPA and ask for somebody for you to be able to pay them for their time, for them to help you respond to the IRS and get this corrected.
Okay, now how do we find a CPA this area?
Yeah, it's a great question. If you head to our website, Lori, faithfi.com, right there at the top of the page, it'll say find a CKA. That stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor. Now, you may not find a CPA who's a CKA when you do the search. There's far fewer of those than wealth managers and financial planners. But any of those CKAs there in your area would be able to refer you to a godly CPA. They would all have one or more that they work with. And so I would just call and ask for that referral.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Lori. Thanks for being on the program.
It turns out I don't want to be have this follow us around for the rest of our lives. So.
I can certainly understand that. But here's the good news is there's no 100% tax bracket. So if your husband didn't even make that much in that year, we know that somebody's made a mistake. And I'm confident you'll get it straightened out. Hey, God bless you, Lori. Thanks for being on the program today. We appreciate it. Hey, before we head to our next break, I was mentioning just a few financial moves, some suggestions for how you can get your financial house in order here in 2024. I mentioned you can grow in your understanding of biblical money management. I recommended two books, Money, Possessions, and Eternity, or Managing God's Money from Randy Alcorn. The second thing, as I said, review your 2024 giving plan. Here's a third option. Recommit to a spending plan and monthly tracking. And that would be a great way for you to get on top of your finances, actually put that budget in place. But it needs to go beyond that. If we put it on paper and stick it in a drawer, it doesn't help us. That's where the FaithFi app can come in, which you can download in your app store or check out at our website, faithfi.com. And then let me give you a fourth option. Begin a monthly money date with your spouse. This is a time where you can review your spending plan, update your goals, make course corrections. No finger pointing allowed. This is just a time for you to come together and talk about how you're handling God's money along the way. So maybe it's the year where you're going to begin a monthly or bi-weekly money date with your spouse. I know that would be a real encouragement to your spouse, and you'll find a lot of joy and fulfillment in it. All right, back with your questions, 800-525-7000, right after this break. Stick around.
Spiritual warfare is a reality that none of us are going to be able to escape.
The scripture reveals that we are engaged in spiritual warfare. We must be. But then the word of God says, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So guess what that means? Our munitions supply is not limited to this natural sphere. We're not merely just engaged. We are engaged to win. I like that.
Tune in to the Hamilton Corner. Weekday afternoons at 5 Central on American Family Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Well, as you begin a new year, I know you want to shore up your financial foundation. Well, if you have a question today on how to manage God's money, we'd love to hear it. 800-525-7000. Also, I'll share a couple more of my top financial moves for 2024 just around the corner. But let's head back to the phones in the meantime. By the way, a few lines open, maybe room for one or two more questions before the end of the broadcast today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's go to a first-time caller in Ohio. Hi, John. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just curious. I have work a salary job. About 60% of my salary goes towards paying our taxes, and we own a daycare business. So how do I financially improve, or I don't know how to say it, but seems like we're getting taxed off a little heavily.
Yeah, so let's talk about this a bit more. So you are a W-2 employee, but you also have your own business, or that is your occupation?
Yeah. We co-own a business, and then I have which I'm getting retired. I've been here for 34 years, 35 years.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And so you're saying 60% of your salary is going to pay the total tax liability, which includes the taxes on your W-2 income, but that's also covering, the profits that you have coming out of the daycare?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not unexpected, just depending on how much you're throwing off out of the daycare, because, you know, that's going to be essentially you're running your own business. Now, do you have that set up in a S-Corp or an LLC, or how is that legally?
Yeah, it's an LLC.
Okay. All right. And do you have a tax preparer that you work with, or do you all do your own taxes?
Yeah, we have a tax preparer.
Okay. Have you talked about this with your tax preparer just to say, hey, you know, are there opportunities for us to deduct more of our expenses? Is there any way to lower our tax liability? Perhaps you need to be putting more into tax-deferred retirement accounts to get that tax liability down and put some money away for the future. You know, there's a number of options you can do there, especially when you own your own business, just to make sure that you're, you know, taking every available deduction, but then also using, you know, tools to put money away and lower your tax liability. Have you all done, you know, that kind of planning with your tax preparer?
No, we haven't. And that, what you were just talking about, the tax deferred savings, is probably something that would help us.
Yeah. Well, what I would do, and obviously your CPA is going to get a lot busier every week that goes by that we had get closer to April 15th. So this is probably a good time for you to reach out and just say, hey, can we come in and get an hour of your time just to do some tax planning? And what I'd like to do is, you know, do some rough calculations on what our estimated tax liability is going to be for 2023. And let's talk about ways we can reduce that and, you know, be productive at the same time in terms of putting money away for the future, giving more generously, those kinds of things, all which could lead toward you lowering that tax liability and, you know, having more to show for it either now or down the road. So it really is just a conversation I think you need to have with your CPA. And, you know, they're often very willing to do this and love the fact that, you know, you're being proactive.
Okay. Yeah, I did hear something just earlier, what you was talking about with tithing more, because we tithe basically 10% and then we give above that. But maybe that's something possibly that we could just add on to the 10% that would help out. So that I guess that would be another avenue. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. So we will talk to him and see what more steps we can take.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, I think that's a great move, and I think you'll be delighted that you did. You know, once you get to the end of that process, do that planning, and I suspect you guys will be able to come up with some strategies to lower that tax burden and allow you to have something to show for it in the end. Hey, thanks for your call, John. We appreciate you being on the program. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's go to Alabama. Hi, Jan. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, wanted to ask you if you have an opinion on this. Medicare has notified me that they're now automatically providing prescription or drug coverage. And so they gave me a new card and all that. And although I have Blue Cross Blue Shield coverage already, which is working fine, I have to opt out of what Medicare provides. And I just wondered if you have followed that and if you have an opinion on that, what
yeah.
I should do. Because I started to opt out, and then I thought, I started to opt out of what Medicare is providing. I just think, you know, they're providing all of this for so many people anyway.
Right.
What
right.
do you think?
Yeah. So, you know, I think what you have to do is look at the different options that you have available. You know, obviously you could look at a Medicare Advantage plan. It's another way to get Medicare coverage besides the original Medicare. Then there's Medigap. Plans. And then there's Medigap with prescription drug coverage, you know, because some of them don't offer the prescription drug. But just the basic Medicare drug coverage does obviously help to cover the prescription drugs you need. It is optional. It's offered to everybody. And, you know, we encourage people, you know, typically to go ahead and get it, even if you don't take prescription drugs. But do you already have that coverage through another plan? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if you already have that coverage, obviously, you know, you don't need that portion. So I think you'd be fine to opt out.
Okay. didn't know if you had any thoughts on it or not. Okay.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a great option for you, just to take what you've got. There's no need for you to have both. So hopefully that helps you, Jan. We appreciate you checking in with us today. May the Lord bless you. You know, folks, during the broadcast today, I've been sharing some of the top financial moves for 2024. We've talked about a number of them. Here's another one that often goes overlooked, and that is checking your life insurance. How much coverage do you have? If you're in the midst of your working years, I'd like for you to have at least 10 to 12 times your income in death benefits to a spouse in particular, or if you have dependents, making sure that you know, there are funds there to replace the loss of your income. Often the most cost-effective way to do that is going to be through term insurance, which allows you to make sure that you are buying just pure insurance, the most cost-effective, but getting the proper coverage that you need. We're not trying to mix a savings vehicle in with it, you know, for folks that just really need that death benefit. I've talked to too many families and spouses that lost a spouse. They were not properly covered, and now they're in a real financial hardship. So perhaps as you head into a new year, check your life insurance. Make sure it's, if you need an additional policy or you need to replace one that's getting to the end of its term, this is a good time to do that. Another one that often goes overlooked in terms of a financial move here in the new year is to review your credit report. I'd love for you to head to annualcreditreport.com, download your free credit reports. They will be free from each of the three bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Review them. Make sure there's not any erroneous information there that you don't recognize. Perhaps you paid off an account, it's not showing. Maybe somebody opened an account in your name fraudulently, and this would be the way that you'd find that. But reviewing that credit report a few times a year is really important. Again, you can get that free annualcreditreport.com and you know, check that out. I would also say commit to a debt repayment plan. Now, what we're seeing is, just given inflation, given the high interest rates, more and more people are really struggling to make ends meet. And unfortunately, a lot of that because there wasn't an emergency fund, or we were living paycheck to paycheck before this high inflation hit. That's you know, caused a lot of folks to run up their credit card debt, which is obviously really problematic with the average interest rate now being at 22%. So how do you approach that? Well, let me break it into two categories. If you have less than $4,000 in credit card debt, that's just the number that I've found makes sense. I would say just snowball it, do it on your own. And that just simply means you line up the cards, smallest to largest balance, pay the minimums on all of them, but whatever margin you have to attack this debt, and maybe you need to go to work on that spending plan to free up some additional funds, let's attack the smallest balance first. Here's why. When you pay that off in full in just a few months, that's going to give you that psychological encouragement and boost to keep going. And the best plan for you is the one you'll actually finish. And that's why the data says the snowball method, smallest to largest balance, not highest to lowest interest rate, is the best way to attack your credit card debt. Now, if you're in the category where you have more than $4,000 in credit card debt, I recommend debt management. Our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org could be a great help to you. Basically, the debt will stay right where it is. Each of the creditors offer a credit counseling rate that will be an interest rate that's probably significantly lower than the rate you're paying right now. On average, 8 to 12%, not 22 plus. And some of them are even lower than that. And then by paying through the credit counseling agency, you enjoy that lower rate. They pay your creditors for you. But given this level payment and the reduction in the interest rate, here's the results. On average, you'll pay it off 80% faster. So you can check that out at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. They've worked with hundreds and hundreds of our listeners, and we just get such great reviews from this team of godly credit counselors that just loves to work with God's people and help you get out of debt. Again, ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Once again, if you want to check out the FaithFi app, perhaps get that budget set up for this year, it's a great opportunity to do it, and we even have a team of counselors that will help you set it up and get it working for you. The key to that is just to head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Click app or download the FaithFi app in your app store when you head there today. Hey, folks, our desire for you is that you would see God as your ultimate treasure and that money would be a tool to accomplish his purposes. I hope today's broadcast has been an encouragement to you. We're certainly grateful that you've been along with us today. Thanks to my team today, Robert Sutherland, Devin Patrick, and Robert Youngblood. Couldn't do it without them. For those gentlemen, I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.